life.
Welcome back to Matt Thune Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some good news for Wisconsin. Joe Biden is going to be visiting southwestern Wisconsin this coming week. He's bringing Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack, who used to be the governor of Iowa, and he was a Secretary of Agriculture before under Barack Obama. Excellent guy, and he and Joe Biden are carrying the flag to southwestern Wisconsin. Last year, Wisconsin lost 360 dairy farms. We now have fewer than 6,800 dairy farms in the state, the lowest in history. Part of that is due to corporate agriculture and competition, CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations, but part of it is simply due to economics, agricultural economics. But there's a lot we can be doing. The Republican Party didn't do it. It'll never do it. Republican Party does not care about the average person or the average businessman. They don't say where Joe's going. They never do for security reasons. It'll be somewhere in southwestern Wisconsin. It'll be in Ron Kind's district. Ron Kind is an excellent guy, great congressman. I'm sure Ron Kind will accompany them. I'm sure they'll visit a farm, maybe several. And I'm looking forward to that. Anybody listening, and a lot of people are listening to this who are what you would describe as southwestern Wisconsin, stand by. Be fun to go to if they open the rally up. And I'm hoping, I'm sure there's a rally, but there's a substantive reason to doing it. That's the first reason. And that is American agriculture needs the attention of the authorities in this country because they're subject to very unfair competition. And they're subject to a lot of different obstacles, and it's good to know they have a friend on their side. One thing that concerned me that I saw, remember a guy named Jamal Khashoggi? Remember Jamal Khashoggi? Luke, you had the mic there. Luke, you have some thoughts.
Yeah, just letting everybody know in the listening audience that they should keep their ears tuned to Devil Radio as well, because as soon as we know where Joe Biden will be next week, we have plans to have boots on the ground and covering the event ourselves. So, don't know what.
Outstanding.
Yeah, we don't know what it will all entail yet. We're hoping for more details as soon as possible, but you will be able to tune into Devil Radio and get all the information from Biden's second visit as President of the United States right here on Devil Radio.
Outstanding. Yeah, outstanding. And Luke and Dom and Crute and the gang do a great job covering this kind of thing. It's an important visit. And when Biden does come in, frequently they'll get some reaction from others around him and all that. And it adds a lot of local color. But more importantly, it puts it in context. It puts the whole thing in really in technicolor, so to speak. So, yeah, listen to Devil Radio when, and we'll announce when we know where it's going to be. And follow it on your Devil Radio app. Jamal Khashoggi, poor guy, remember him? He wrote for the Washington Post. He's getting married to a woman. Islamic ceremony. He needed a certain document. I don't know what it was. But anyway, he thought it'd be a good idea to go to the Saudi Arabian embassy in Istanbul, Turkey. Istanbul, Turkey is a Sunni Muslim country, just like Saudi Arabia, even though they don't get along. They both think they're the heirs to the Ottoman Empire. In any event, Jamal Khashoggi knocks on the door and goes in, and he never comes out. He's jumped by a bunch of thugs that Crown Prince Mohammed, Chainsaw Charlie, set on him. And this is cold. They dismembered him with a chainsaw. I mean, these guys, you know, it should have occurred to him. Maybe I don't need that document. Why don't I just get married in a civil ceremony somewhere and just go on a honeymoon or something? But no, he went there. Then they stuffed it in a body bag and they shipped it out in a diplomatic pouch. Now, every embassy in the world can send things back to the home country in a diplomatic pouch where the people that control the country aren't supposed to look. Well, our people in Russia and China and in Saudi Arabia and elsewhere know very well that the minute it goes out, none of those people care at all about diplomatic immunity, but some countries do. And, you know, so Turkey gets this thing. That's a pretty big diplomatic pouch, sort of an odd diplomatic pouch. And it smells a little bit. and they shipped it back to Saudi Arabia. I don't know what they did with it. Now, it turns out that the people who killed Khashoggi were trained in the United States. They were trained in the United States. There's an Arkansas outfit called Tier One. It's owned by a private equity firm, Cerberus Capital Management. And they put in, you know, absolutely lawful routine requests to the State Department. Can we train these people from Saudi Arabia? And they, you know, they don't know what it's for. The State Department comes back and says, all right, you know, who are they? What are they up to? Well, they just want to be able to provide, quote, protective services, end quote, for the crown prince. Oh, okay. So they train them. I have no idea what they trained them in. You cannot have the taint of that kind of murder and that kind of authoritarian regime attached to the United States. It's as simple as that. We even brought in naval cadets, aviators from Saudi Arabia, remember a couple of years ago, and trained them in Florida. And one of them pulled out a gun and shot a couple of our sailors and killed them right in class. And it turned out he and some of the other Saudi naval cadets went to New York on Liberty, scoped out buildings to blow up. 9/11, there's about 20 some odd pages that are still top secret and haven't been released because they show the involvement of the Saudi government in 9/11. The ambassador to the United States from Saudi Arabia at the time had in his pocket the telephone number of one of the assassins, of one of the suicide bombers. You cannot train anybody from Saudi Arabia in the United States and expect it to go well. If we have to train any of their sailors, their airmen, their soldiers, we're going to have to do it in another country, give our instructors combat pay when they're up in an airplane, have a pistol in his lap, and say, Jack, if I hear you yell Allah Akbar and do anything strange, you're toast, and then I have the controls here and I'm going to land it. That's how bad it is. A bunch of guys come to the State Department and say, can we train these guys? No, you can't. Why not? They seem like stout lads, good guys. No, they're not. Who cares? Maybe they are. They went and they dismembered Jamal Khashoggi. That's the thanks we got. That is the thanks we got, which is very scant thanks. Very scant thanks. It's not right. It's not right. And we got to do something about it. Russia is getting testy in the Black Sea. There's a British warship there, the HMS Defender. Ours is USS United Sailing Ship. That's the one I was on. HMS is Her Majesty's ship, or His Majesty's ship. Okay, we threw His Majesty out back in 1788. Okay, but there are allies, so now there are allies. So here's what happens. The Ruskies drop bombs near the ship to try to scare it. Didn't scare it. It went right through. Now the Ruskies are saying, well, we may hit the ship next time. Well, I got news for you, Ruskies. No, you're not going to hit any NATO ship. That's an attack on everybody. And remember something. Your Navy is pathetic. We have to repair your aircraft carrier in the Mediterranean, give it fresh water because you don't know how to do it. You start bombing a NATO ship, Jack, and we have a submarine fleet all over all oceans, okay? You have a couple of rusty sewer pipes down there with a few guys in it. They ain't coming up if you pull the stuff. You got it? Okay. By the way, I'm not the Secretary of Defense. It's probably a good thing. Okay, we're going to break. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And I...